from LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Erica Peterson, here with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton. Well, Ryland, this week lawmakers met for the final 2 days of this year's legislative session. They had been meeting kind of on and off due to the coronavirus pandemic. So what did they end up actually getting done?
The big thing they got done was overriding Governor Beshear's vetoes. So that veto Beshear issued to the voter ID bill, it's gone. Kentucky voters will now have to show up with a photo ID to cast a ballot in the general election this November. Other big vetoes had to do with the state budget and revenue bills. One thing Democrats took issue with in the budget was how it limited Beshear's ability to transfer restricted funds. That's money the state gets from the federal government between cabinets. Especially during the coronavirus pandemic, they were worried about this limiting Beshear's ability. But House Republican Budget Chair Stephen Rudy said that if Beshear wants to move money around, he needs to go through the legislature.
We have given him very, very much leeway in being able to operate state government in these uncertain times, but we cannot give him absolute authority because that would be tyranny.
It seems like the gloves have really come off for Republicans criticizing Beshear. Earlier, a couple weeks ago, it seemed like most people were on board for his coronavirus response.
Yeah, so much of what the legislature did in these final days was really a body check on Beshear and really an attempt to show Kentuckians that Republicans also have their hands on the wheel. Several of the items Beshear attempted to veto in the budget give more powers to Kentucky's Republican constitutional officers. For example, Republican Secretary of State Mike Adams will have to sign off on any changes Beshear makes to election procedures during the pandemic, which is important, of course, because Beshear has said the state needs to expand mail-in voting. And also, Republican Treasurer Allison Ball will now have oversight of whether Kentucky's cabinet secretaries can use the state plane to travel out of state.
The legislature also passed a bill giving Attorney General Daniel Cameron power to halt abortions in the state during the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah, anti-abortion activists have criticized Beshear for not shutting down the state's two abortion providers under his order banning elective medical procedures during the pandemic. Of course, abortion rights activists say abortion is not an elective procedure, and Beshear has left it up to doctors to determine that. But this bill, which passed out of the legislature in the final hours of this year's session, defines abortion as an elective procedure and gives the Attorney General power to enforce it. Attorney General Cameron, by the way, is the first Republican to hold that office in Kentucky since 1947. Beshear could veto the bill and the legislature wouldn't have a chance to override it since this year's session is now over.
Also this week, protesters gathered at the state capitol to rally against Beshear's orders closing non-essential businesses during the pandemic. Who were they and how widespread is this opposition to Beshear's policies?
Yeah, you could hear them shouting through the window as Beshear gave his daily coronavirus update on Wednesday. You know, I think that most people understand that the restrictions are really necessary right now to keep coronavirus from spreading, though this group was taking a pretty hardline stance that Beshear needs to open things up right now. I think the real pressure on Beshear right now is to show that the state has a plan for easing these restrictions so that Kentuckians will know what we're all working towards. Part of that difficulty is that Kentucky is still ramping up cases. We haven't hit our peak yet, and until that happens, it's pretty hard to even vaguely predict when things can let up.
All right, we've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportkpd. That's wfpl.org/supportkpd. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at wfpl.org.